Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Mystical Matchmaker Podcast. I am your host, Marla Martinson, matchmaker, transformational life coach, tarot reader, energy healer, and award-winning author. Gosh, that's quite a list, right? Well, I'm a Gemini, so I do all of the things. And guess what, you guys? This coming Sunday, December 19th, 2021, we are having a full moon in Gemini, and I'm so excited because I'm going to be taking a road trip with my cousin. We're going to be on the road from Seattle to Southern California for 2 nights, and we're going to be driving under the full moon. I'm so excited. There's so much beautiful energy this month coming up to the solstice, and we've just got a little bit left of 2021, which has kicked a lot of our asses, I will tell you. Mine's been kicked, around the world and back this year. It's been quite a journey, but guess what? I'm still here, still doing my podcast. So we're going to talk about if we're all psychic. We're going to talk about tarot readings. We're going to talk about some really juicy stuff. I have a great guest for you, but first I'm just going to read a short passage from Heart Thoughts, A Treasury of Inner Wisdom by Louise Hay, as usual. So Louise says, be good to yourself by enjoying yourself every day in every way. Feel free to let loose and have fun. I can create fun in my life. You are grown up now. You can do anything you want to do. Whenever you do what pleases you, wonderful things occur. It is a way of being nurturing to yourself. And as you do, you find more fun in your world. You are allowed to have more fun. The more fun you have, the more other people love you. You love and approve of who you are, and you feel good about yourself. All is well in your fun-filled world. And sometimes we may feel, gosh, there's so much strife going on in the world and the planet and what people are going through right now all across the globe in different countries where there's just so much heaviness and restrictions and depression and all of this stuff. So we're like, well, how can I just have the maximum fun? How can I just dance and sing when all these other people are in pain? Well, the more you raise your frequency, the more we help the whole planet. And you can't be miserable enough or sad enough to change what's going on in somebody else's life. But you can be happy enough to raise your frequency where it does, if enough of us do that, it does make a difference. So you have this life here you've been given. We all go through difficult times where we cry and we have very, very painful and challenging moments. And then the moments that we can celebrate, that we can dance, that we can have fun and do the things we love, it's so important. So cherish that and grab onto it. One of the things that I love to do and brings me joy is working with my tarot cards, my oracle cards, channeling my angels, my spirit guides, connecting with the other dimensions. And I turned that hobby that I started getting into into one of my many things that I do as a Gemini. I turned it into a side gig where I can make some money at it. And that's doing my readings. And I work on two different psychic hotlines. One is called Everclear and one is called Purple Ocean. And then I also offer readings on my website, and you can go on there, and I have several options. One of my most popular options is my recorded reading. That it's usually around 10 minutes, and I record it on the iPhone, and I send it to you, and it's just $30, and it's great, and you can keep it forever. And then there's some other options, too, and I do energy healing and coaching, but the hotlines have been a lot of fun. It's like people who call in at the moment, they need something, they've got a dilemma, or they need to get clear on something. And it's awesome that there are amazing readers out there to help people. And one of the other amazing magical readers on the Everclear platform that I've connected with, and I was on her podcast, We Are All a Psychic, recently, is Lisa Russick, and we're going to talk to her today, and this is going to be really fun, so I'm just going to bring her on right now. Hey, Lisa,
hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hello,
Marla. Let's show these people how to have some fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of your what right. you read in the beginning, I thought that was just lovely, and it amped my energy up.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So, some of the things that we do for fun, the readings, we got a lot in common, the podcast, and don't you write books as well?
Yes, I used to write a lot. I used to write and write and write, and then I just am in a, like, kind of a, it's like a writer's block. I've been in it for about 2 or 3 years, but I think the root of that is just being tired of doing that and wanting to do something else, which is psychic readings. It's kind of, I got kind of pulled, my spirit just kind of pulled me back into it in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped writing and I just pursued, went back and pursued psychic readings. Like you, I do a bunch of stuff. I'm not a Gemini,
yeah,
but I have a Gemini in Venus. Yes,
oh,
I'm also a jeweler.
What's your sign, Lisa?
I'm
yeah,
a Taurus.
You're a
That's my sun sign.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Grounded.
And
right? It feels
and
like places tend to be kind of grounded.
Well, I also have a Capricorn moon, so I've got a lot of that Earth kind of in my chart, too, in other areas as well.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about how you got started. Like, when did you feel that you were psychic? Because your podcast is We Are All Psychic, and we do all have that ability. Did you have to develop it? Were you born with it? What? Tell us your background.
Well, I think that really, I mean, I always had an interest in the mysteries ever since I was little. But when I was 15, my mom got me these Time Life books, and they were about the mysteries, you know, aliens, psychic powers, everything you can think of that would be in the 80s considered for Time Life mysteries. And one of the books was called Psychic Powers, and there was a chapter on palmistry, and I just loved it. I thought it was really neat because I could do it. I could look, I could learn, I could memorize. And then I did my mom, I did my dad, I did my friends, I did my brother. And then I just really took an interest in it and started, like, really learning it. And I've always studied palmistry ever since then, but I didn't believe this stuff. I didn't believe I was a psychic. I didn't know. I was more of a scientist. I studied sciences. And when I went to college, I was in chemical engineering. So I did change to English, but I love the sciences. I love health stuff. I love biology. I love chemistry. And the psychic just seemed like, wow, wouldn't that be cool if that was real? And doing the palmistry, mm-hmm. to me, I rationalized it as, well, there is a mystery here, but it works. And there's lines and there's memorization and there's, like, you know, I just rationalized how it worked. But then when I was older, I had spirit contact. My cousin passed away. He was murdered. And the night we found out, I was lying in bed, just drifting off to sleep, and I saw, my cousin was 21 and I was 17 when he passed away. But when I was 15, I had visited him and my aunt, you know, his family, my aunt's family, his mother, and he was there. He came home from being out partying, and I'd been up reading a Stephen King book all night, and he said, yeah, I was 15. He's like, Lisa, you want a beer? And I was like, oh, no, I already had one. I wanted to seem so cool to him. And I had actually stolen a beer out of my aunt's fridge and drank half of it and thought it was disgusting and poured it out and buried it in the trash can so they wouldn't know. You know, and so I wanted him to think I was cool. So when I was lying in bed the night we found out, before we found out, I just saw him. And we were sitting at that table having that same conversation. And I wasn't thinking about him. It just popped in my head. And I kind of relived the conversation. And then I just saw him looking at me, and I knew in this memory that he knew I was trying to impress him by saying I'd already had a beer, and that he thought that was really cute. And then the phone rang, and it was my grandmother telling us he passed away. And I felt like
oh
I was
goodness.
Just talking with him. And so that was the first time I was like, whoa, wait. Something's going on here. I didn't really think, I thought about it at the time, but there was so much emotion behind finding out how he died, communicating with him when I was a little older, and then a spirit guide entered my life when I was, well, I think he's always been here, but he came along when I was 24. And a lot of this was hard to wrap my head around as experiencing reality, you know? So then I went on when I was 27. I got a tarot deck. I got the Osho Zen from a friend. From there on, I just kept on. I just kept on pursuing it when I had the interest. But I fought it.
And how
I fought
the spirit,
reality.
How did the spirit guide come into your life? How was that connection made? What was that like?
Well, as you have, we've already said, I was a writer. So when I was 24, I wrote my first book. And after I finished that one, I wanted to write another one. So I daydream all the time. I live in just a daydream. And I was trying to think of a character. And this character popped into my head. I saw him. I just knew him. I can't explain it. I couldn't explain it then. And I was like, I have to give him a name. And I named him Sam. And then I just started obsessively thinking about him, which isn't too unusual when you're writing a book and your character, you know, for me anyway, I obsess about my characters, obsess about the plot in a good way, you know, in a healthy way, like get it all straightened out in my head before I put it down. But I couldn't stop thinking about Sam. And then I would have imaginary interactions with him, I thought. And as time passed, probably took about 3 or 4 years before I heard the term spirit guide. This was in, like, 2001, I think. I read it on the internet, Spirit Guide. And I was like, what? Is that what he is? Is he an actual spirit guide? You know, and that's kind of where I figured out that's what he was.
Mm-hmm. And now how do you work with Sam? Do you do any automatic writing or what? Or do you ask him to help you? Is he the one that gives you your messages for the client?
Yes, he does a lot of that. Usually I'll start off doing tarot cards, and I have another guide I work with quite a bit. Her name is Morgana. She's a cat. She is a cat that lived with me for 7 years. She was born on my birthday in 2011. She passed away on winter solstice 2016, I think, 17. I can't remember what year, but she was seven, so I guess it was 18. It was 2017, because 2018 she started coming. She came that night she died, but then she was always there. I had to kind of wrap my head around that, and I slowly started working with her. So she started introducing me to working with – that's what she likes to do. And she's very eloquent. I'm not that eloquent. And Sam is funny, and I'm not that funny. So when they come through, as I start a reading – if they come through with something, I'll usually tell someone, my guide, Sam, or my guide, Morgana, they're here, and they want to tell you this. And that people love it. They connect because, like I said, Sam's funny, Morgana's eloquent. They say it better than I do.
Mm-hmm. And when Morgana came in, was that in automatic writing? Did you see her with your eyes? Did you feel it? Because people are always curious how that presents itself. How did Morgana present herself?
Well, it's very interesting you say that because it is true. They do present different ways to different people. For me, my experience is I see them in my mind's eye, but I do see them.
Okay.
And if I look with my eyeballs and the area they are standing or sitting or whatever they're doing, I can see a distortion in the air with my eyeballs, but they are in my mind's eye. Now, I have seen them with my eyes, not Sam. I did see Sam during a near-death experience with my eyes. But Morgana, one time I saw her in the bathtub when I was just passing through the bathroom. She's just there. And another time I was walking into a hotel room on a really, really horrible night of my life. And I'd looked all over this hotel room, been walking for 4 hours. And as I opened the hotel room door, she was orange, long hair, beautiful orange eyes. She just ran in the room in front of me. I didn't even think about her. And I saw her run in the room. Like at my feet. So those are the two times I've actually seen her with my eyes, but she's usually in my mind's eye.
In the third eye. Yeah,
I guess that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then when did you start giving readings? Were you just giving them to friends and family first, or how did you get that going?
Yes. Yes, a lot of friends and family. I couldn't read tarot for myself until I learned the traditional tarot, because the way I learned Osho Zen was just by the keywords and my intuition and using them a lot. But then when I learned traditional tarot, I could do readings for myself. Now, I can't do them as well as someone else can do a reading for me, but I can, you know, get something out of, like, the day. Like, what should I do today? What should decisions help me with decisions, help me with changing an outcome? That's what I think the tarot can do. It's what I think a lot of energy work can do. I do believe we can change things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then, when did you get on the hotlines?
I started doing, I did that, I think the first line or platform I worked for was in 2011, I think it was in 2010, at the end of 2010, I was hired by California Psychics, and I worked there for about a year and a half, and I also started picking up a local clientele, but then I want to be a writer, I just got pulled back into that, so, you know, I kind of follow what interests me, what's pulling me, what's going to give me some mojo, you know, and that's what happened then. I got burned out. It was a lot of times working on the phone lines. It's too much. Mm-hmm. And after a year and a half, there was a lot of pressure on me to log in a certain number of hours, whereas like our app that we work for, Everclear, they don't do that, you know, and that really makes a big difference.
Right.
Yeah. I don't burn out on Everclear.
No, it's that they're just wonderful. It's very flexible and all of that. And I find, I'm sure you find this too, or would you say the majority of your readings are, they want to know about love, relationships?
Oh, yeah, and I love it. I love talking about love. I never get tired of talking about love and romance. I just think that's great. I love it.
Yeah,
and people are complicated. It's fun.
Yeah, so let's give a little advice for people who call a reader about love or relationships, because a lot of times they'll want to know I've had people even ask me, when am I meeting my soulmate? What is their name? What do they look like? Where am I going to meet them? Well, I said, I'm not Kreskin. I can't do that. But a lot of it is like, I just met this guy and we've had one date or two dates. What does he think about me? Or what is he? Whereas instead of letting things unfold or having the energy, our own energy feeling, does this feel right? We as a culture, we tend to want somebody to tell us, you know, we want people to fix it or tell us, or we're looking outside ourselves often. So I do like to give them some, you know, we'll give the reading, but then give them some tools themselves. But what would you suggest to, I'll say women, because it's mostly women who call for this, when they've met somebody new and stuff, what's the best way to craft a question or to ask to find out about things instead of just saying, you know, when's he going to call me again? I don't think that's really helpful. Like, is he going to ask me out for Saturday night? Like, what would you... Yeah, give us your insight on that.
That's a good question or good thing to, like, point out. I think a good – because, you know, I've called, you know, psychics asking about love, and I'm like, I like this guy. What do I do? And I just want to talk about him to somebody usually. So I feel like a good question is, what do I need to know about him for my safety and for my happy, you know, for like the bad and the good? What do I need to know about this person that you can tell me that I'm not picking up? You know, are they like good? Are they good people?
Yeah.
You know, I have this attraction. Why? You know, something like that. Like, explore the reasons you're attracted to this person. You'll understand yourself better, which is, you know, like what I think a goal is in life, is to understand ourselves better and pursue fill our weaknesses and make them strengths. And with our strengths, just seize life.
Yeah, and we keep picking the same type of guy, maybe with narcissistic tendencies, or the bad boy or unavailable men, because there's something in us we need to clear or heal from our childhood wounds. And no matter how many psychics we ask, it's not going to change that. So we have to go in and do that work as well. And then there's nothing wrong with calling a psychic hotline and talking about it or getting the energy around it or anything like that. But if we don't do our inner work, we'll just keep on with those same patterns. And I get a lot of women saying, I keep picking the same type of guy. I keep picking unavailable men. Or there, I'm always attracted to that, you know, and it's because we're
you
recreating that.
You know what, though, Marla?
That.
It's really good that they say that to you, because I haven't had too many say that to me. I have to try to get them to say it, if that's the truth. So they don't say I have this pattern. They will, you know, if I sense that's what's, like, I guess see it in the cards, you know, they have a history with this. I usually try to get them to come to that realization by, you know, pointing out, well, in the past, this guy's kind of like this guy. And then they might start talking about themselves. If they talk about themselves, that's where the real gold happens. Why does she care about this person? What is special about this person?
Right.
Is it about him, or is it about what you are inside and what you need? You know, I think that's what the reading, when the reading gets good for someone and can really help them. Usually it starts out, you know, they don't know me. I'm a stranger. It's kind of scary sometimes to call a psychic. You don't know what they're going to do, you know, and
right.
So I feel like a lot of the questions when they first call about love, they're very kind of generic. You know, they're not wanting to tell you too much because they're feeling vulnerable, and they're talking about something that's very exciting, personal love. You know, it's just it's all they can think about at the time.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, so exciting and it's so frustrating and all that. I get that. You know, and I love the feeling of like the empathy when I can feel how much someone is crushing on somebody or, you know, anything like that, and kind of guide them through like insecurities, because the insecurities people have are why they expect and assume the worst is coming out of a new relationship or a relationship. You know, like the guy hasn't written back. Well, if you assume it's because he thinks you're a horrible person and wants nothing to do with you, that's not going to help you. If you think maybe he's busy, it's more likely you're going to have a good outcome, you know, instead of expecting the worst, because that's a trait like that you might have. You can look at that trait and say, well, yeah, I'm sabotaging myself here.
And then what if they say, do you see this going into a long-term relationship? And then if you really don't, you see some, you know, maybe the devil comes up, he's got some, maybe seen, you know, multiple women, or he's got this or that issues, or, and then do you break it to them? I mean, they don't want to hear, you know, they sometimes they call and they want to hear what they want to hear. And
yeah, that does happen. I am usually pretty honest.
Yeah.
What I see is I'll tell them. I thought different people all present it different ways. But usually what I do see, and it's, I don't just make it up. I mean, I really do see if this person isn't right for them and they're, you know, cheaters, or they're not interested, or they're just whatever. I can see someone else coming up, or I can see somebody else who's interested and bring the conversation to that and then bring it back to them.
Yeah. Right.
Give them something to look forward to, because there's always somebody out there looking at them, you know, wanting them, and they're not aware of it.
Right. And then I like to mention that if they start doing some inner work, then they're not going to get the same guy, you know, in a different guy in the same guy in a different pair of pants.
Or no pants.
Yeah. So,
we have fun, right?
You know, right. The same type of guy, but that's what I did. I mean, I always attracted the same. I've gotten a relationship. It could have been just the same guy, just changed the name, you know.
Yeah,
because I have these patterns.
Oh, all mine are different. All mine have been so different. They're like night and day and night. I mean, if there's a difference between night and day and something else we don't know of, you know, three. I'm more monogamous, but long-term kind of thing, but they were all different. I don't know. I didn't pick the same guy over and over. I try to learn from them and figure out what I didn't want, you know?
Right. Well, that's good. Well, I'm going to pull everybody a card right now for the collective. Do you have your cards? Can we pull one?
I do have my cards.
So I'm pulling a card for everybody. So if you're listening to this, then this message is for you, and you could be listening to it a year from now or whenever. It's still going to apply. Karmic relationships. Now, this is from the Starseed Oracle, Orion Energy, Polarity, Self-Growth, and Conflict. So just what we were talking about.
That's
some
crazy.
Of these relationships can also be karmic, where you've come in, you've had different lifetimes together, and you've got to learn something. And a lot of this, instead of looking at relationships as, you know, oh, that asshole or that guy did this to me. We always had that choice. We picked them to go out with them. We picked them to marry them. Often we pick them to have kids. Some women will have one kid and they know it's he's horrible. They'll have another kid and they'll have another kid and then they're stuck and they have nowhere to go. So that we have to take responsibility for our own choices as well. And yeah, they could have been a shit, you know, they could, you know, but there's something that's showing us, okay, what do I need to clean up? And some of it's from past lives. And so I like doing the work on myself. I like looking at the deep dive and looking now, why did I stay 7 years with this person, even though they were verbally abusing me? Or why did I, you know, I'm not living under the Taliban. I could have left, you know, at any time, but I didn't, you know, but for whatever fear or whatever, trauma bonding, but which I'm learning a lot about now about the narcissistic stuff. But so it kind of empowers us to know that we always have a choice. And that we chose to do what we did and then look at the learning. So that's what this card is all about. What card do you have for us?
I am drawing it off the top of the deck. I have the Seven of Cups, and I love the Seven of Cups. This is tarot. This is a deck I made based on the Rider-Waite. Mm-hmm. It's got cats all over it. Mm-hmm. It has my cat, Peeta, an old cat of mine. So the Seven of Cups is about options, fantasies, and daydreaming, and you can do anything. Usually when I look at this card, I'll draw seven more cards. I don't think we'll do that today, just for all the possible things. But for a reading for the collective, I would say, you know, you can do anything you want to daydream up. And going into relationships, why not think about the perfect relationship? And if you are going to do your self-work and you have a pattern of, you know, seven options and picking the same one over and over who's messing up your heart, and you do the work, don't be hard on yourself. Be compassionate with yourself. Don't talk to yourself like, what? I'm stupid. I shouldn't have. No, you learned. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Marla, you're learning from it. You're taking this. Mm-hmm. And your heart is crushed, you can look at it and really break it down and find out, like, why is that seven, that cup, the cup I always pick? And maybe you want one of those other six cups. Yeah. You know?
Right.
And, you know, most people who call for love, they don't realize there's so many people already adoring them and they have options. They think there's only one that could possibly like them or they could possibly like. But, oh, no, there's a people out there, so many people in the world. There's at least seven, who, you know.
Oh, yeah.
At any given time who want to go out with you.
So somebody called in and they have their hand raised. Let's just do something for fun and pick it up. How's that? Hey there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. What's your name?
My name is Kay.
Kay. All right. So I assume you called in because you want a little mini reading.
Yes.
Okay. So what's your question?
I don't know if you guys only do love or you just do anything.
Nope.
Anything
we
that
do everything.
Is coming up. Okay, I wanted to know what's coming up for me in the next 2 months.
Just in general? What do you mean? Work?
Yes.
Love?
Yeah, just in general.
Work? In work? Oh, general. All right. So I'll pull a couple of cards and see what I get, and then I'll have Lisa do that, if you want to do that, Lisa.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
I have Sam here. He's ready.
All right. Say, tell me your name again, dear. Tell me your name again.
Hey.
Kay. Okay, Kay. All right, I'm going to see what comes up for Kay in the next couple of months. All right. Oh, it's interesting because it feels like there's some, if you apply, there's money stuff coming up, and if you apply yourself, they're asking you to start looking for 2022 into saving a little bit of more money, doing a little bit of investing. There may be some money that's – is there any kind of conflict with somebody in your life? Or have you felt any conflict?
Yeah, with a female friend.
Yeah,
with
a female friend. So that's coming up, this conflict. And just knowing the Justice card comes in, so, you know, I feel that that's going to either be resolved or you're going to be resolved within yourself about this, and get clear boundaries, know your self-worth, and they're just talking about don't let yourself be bullied or shamed or anything like that. It's okay if that friend does end up being released from your life. There's a lot of shifts like that happening this year. Three friends have been released out of my life this year, which I was in shock about. But there's something there to teach. There's something there to teach us. The Sun card comes out, so everything's going to be great going into 2022. Remember who you are. Start investing some money or putting it on the side, and start any new projects that you were thinking of. And that's my message for you, Kay. So I'll let Lisa take the reins.
Hi, Kay. I did draw some cards. I have my spirit guides with me. These cards, they agree with everything Marla says. And they also, they seem to be speaking of a legal issue you may be involved in, or some kind of money coming from a legal situation. And they want you to know it happens right for you. It works out in your favor. I don't know if that's going on for you, but that's what the cards were saying. Let me see. Sam and Morgana are my guides. They're both here. I think Morgana's the one who has a message for you, though. Now, Morgana's a cat guide. She's a spirit. Let's see what she has to say.
Great.
Okay, she says you're a very creative person, and you're a writer. Are you a writer?
No, I'm not.
Have you ever done any?
No.
She's showing me you've done a journal when you were younger in like middle school and high school, and you keep journal. She's saying you should be writing, too. She says you do a lot of different things. And I'm getting career like Marla did, a lot about your career coming in. And I'm also getting from Morgana that you've been exploring your psychic side some and your intuitive side. She says you like magic. You like the magic in life, and some, she says you have an interest in that, and you've been working with it a lot. She says keep doing it. She says you're really great at making money. She says you're just great at it. I don't know if that's come into your life yet or not, but she says you just kind of like turn a corner and there's a 20 on the ground if you need a 20.
Yeah, correct.
And she says you're so smart. She says you fix all your friends' problems, but they don't go away afterward. They still stay your friend. So you do give a lot of great advice, but some people who are like that, the friends just use them for their advice. Morgana says it's not like that for you. They really love you and they really want your company. You're a lot of fun, she says. So in the next few months, she's saying that I'm not getting anything big is going to change from her. She does say Christmas has some kind of surprise. She won't tell me what. But she says that money's definitely coming, and she says you're not surprised by that. Is there anything else, Morgana? She just keeps repeating Christmas. Tell her present is not what she expects it to be, but what she most wants it to be. That's what Morgana says. I don't know what that is, but that's what she says.
Beautiful. Well, thanks, Kay. I hope that was helpful. And
thank
we wish you,
you
a beautiful, beautiful solstice and full moon coming up. All right.
Thanks,
that was great. Yeah. So.
That was fun.
wasn't that fun? Now I want to go to 919. We've got one. We'll take one more. Hello.
All right.
Hi. You're not going to believe this, but my name is Kay as well.
Whoa.
All right.
Yes.
How cool.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
So what's on your mind? What's on your mind, Kay?
Well, mine is about career. I am just wondering if you see something new coming through. I'm working now, but I'm ready for a new change in this career opportunity.
Okay, let me see here. K, another K. All right, what's going on with career? I see, actually... There will be something coming up, but you've got to kind of look for it, and there's going to be a strong male influence there. And this male influence, it may be somebody that you meet or know that's going to tell you about an opportunity, and you're going to love it. It's like a very warm, strong male, but like with a lot of warmth. The spirit guides are saying, you know, go down the path in your mind. You can do a little meditation and journaling and go down the path and say, if I really was thinking, what's my next step? What would I like to do? Write down some ideas on what would bring you joy. And maybe start a side gig, like the way I did with the tarot readings. I started it as a side gig. You might want to do that and get something going. And then you have your – think of the job that you have now as funding what you really would like to do and something fresh. And it says take – also they're saying nurture yourself this month. Get a little more, maybe some green juice, some herbal tea, hydrate yourself a little better, and do some more movement with your body is what they're giving me. I'll hand it over to Lisa.
Okay.
You know, Marla, I was getting the same thing about for you, Kay, from my guides, that you can fund your dreams. And my guide Morgana's here, and she is saying that you have you do something like tarot. Do you do something like that, like in the metaphysical field?
No, I don't. But I know I'm very intuitive, and I just have never really kind of moved into it. I just recently moved into a new place, and I love it. And there's a space that I want to use more for my meditation and healing. I just hadn't been able to afford to move in that direction because I'm trying to move into a new job. So,
right, trying to get the stability. Let me see what the cards say coming up. I agree with everything that Marla says. Yeah, there is a I'm still feeling this. I'm still feeling somewhere in your life you're going to be giving people a lot of advice. I don't know when this will happen for you in your career, but I see you doing something like what Marla and I do for a living, maybe as a side gig or something. I really see that.
Okay.
This job coming up, it looks like it'll be kind of slow going at first. And I do get that male energy, though. I feel like it's a supervisor.
I have the King of Cups.
King of Cups, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Sorry, I had the King of Pentacles. Sorry, I had the King of Pentacles. I had the King of Pentacles.
Oh, ooh, even better. Yeah, he'll take care of you. So what kind of work is this that you'll be doing?
I love contract management. That's what I do. I've worked in legal for forever, and what I'm doing now is that, but it's just the company and my manager. She is just horribly toxic, and this whole work thing is just it's ridiculous.
Well, Morgana says she wants to be the center of attention, and if anybody else gets attention, she takes them down a peg. And it's kind of, and everybody knows it. She's not really taking anyone down a peg because everyone knows she's doing that, but it's just kind of uncomfortable, and you can't really say anything to her, she says, because it doesn't help. And
nope, it does not help.
She says you're really good at what you do. She says you're not going to be in this field forever. She seems to give me the impression that you're going to have a lot, you're going to be like Marla and me, have a lot of different interests all through your life. Now, she's saying... Have you ever been interested in law?
Yes. Yes.
She's saying you have something there. She's saying you have something there.
Yeah, I work in the legal department. I was interested for years in going to law school, but I am a paralegal and have been doing legal work now for over 25 years. So, yeah.
That makes sense then. Yeah, she's saying that I was figuring you were a lot younger. But she's saying that you have a very good sense of right and wrong, and that you haven't been damaged by the legal system as far as a lot of people have. And you go out of your way to make sure that people in the legal system don't get screwed, especially women, she says. So that's very nice, and thank you for that is what I say. But you've got a lot of things coming for you. You've got a lot more life ahead of you and a lot more interest to fulfill. So that's what she's saying.
Excellent. Yes, because I'm really ready to move into a different company. I mean, I love what I'm doing. This is my passion with contracts, but where I am, it's just not healthy. So I'm just ready for that opportunity. So thank you.
It's coming.
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right, thanks, Kay. Beautiful.
Blessings to you both.
Thank you,
well,
Kay.
That was fun. Yeah, blessings. All right, so. So Lisa, where can people find you? You're linked up back at everybody. Lisa's linked up back at Blog Talk Radio and on iTunes and everything. But tell everybody your website.
My website is www.weareallpsychic.com, and that's the podcast I do. There's no apostrophe because the internet URL bar does not do apostrophes, so it's WereAllPsychic.com. And there's not much on the site. You can. I'm still building it. I'm still working on it. I'm about to start a blog and pay some friends to do content about, you know, all things psychic and metaphysical and magic. So, yeah, you can check out the site. I do have some links to T-shirts you can buy for the podcast and jewelry I make. There's a link to my Etsy shop on that website, too.
Beautiful. I didn't know you had a shop on Etsy. That's awesome. You can go there and maybe get some Christmas gifts or something. I have an Etsy shop too for readings, but it has.
Ooh, what's it called?
It's I'm blanking. You know what? I haven't been active. People haven't been ordering off my Etsy shop, and I think it's because I started it a long time ago and never got it going, and it looks like it's older than it is. And I've done some, and they're great. So I think it's Psychic Medium Marla. I don't know.
Hey,
Is
it on your website? The link to your Etsy shop? Is the link to your Etsy shop
not
on your website?
Everybody, and just order a reading right off my website, and you know,
and Etsy won't get their cut.
Get one for your friend for a gift. Also, I wanted to tell everybody who's listening about my the Magical Message Circle that I do. I have another one coming up this Friday, the 17th of December, 2021. It's at 6 p.m. Pacific. You can go to my website and sign up. It's only $10, and I do some energy healing and go around and give everybody personalized messages from the guides. So I'd love to see you there. And you could also follow Lisa on Instagram. What's your Instagram?
It is at Psy Reader Lisa. So Psy is P-S-Y Reader, R-E-A-D-R-D-E-R, Lisa, L-I-S-A, Psy Reader Lisa.
Okay. Beautiful. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us. And thank you so much, Lisa. And I'm sending everybody much love. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Marla. You're the best. Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. If you love this podcast, please leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button. For more inspiration and to stay connected, find me on Instagram at The Mystical Matchmaker or my website, marlamartinson.com. Much love, and hope you have a mystical, magical day.